exceedingly great joy. Have you ever seen someone rejoice with exceedingly great joy? Where they're filled with so much happiness, so much joy, that they just can't hold it. It just shines from their face. It shines from everything they do. You can see it in the way they walk. They might have a lighter step. You can see it in the way they talk. They might get faster and louder and more excited. You can see it in their eyes, how they widen and brighten. They're filled with joy. They rejoice with exceedingly great joy. So much joy that it cannot be stopped. That's the kind of joy we can feel at Christmas. Do you ever feel like that at Christmas? Feel so joyful that you just can't hold it? Maybe when you're singing a Christmas song? Maybe when you're thinking about a gift you're going to give to your brother or sister? Maybe you watch them begin to open it, and you're so excited for them that you can barely contain yourself. That's the kind of joy the wise men felt at seeing the star. Now, it's worth knowing that the wise men are not Jews. And they are coming looking for the king of the Jews. But they are wise men. Herod is not a wise man. You could even say he is a foolish man. And he is a Jew. He fancies himself as the king of the Jews. So for him, a message that the king of the Jews has been born is not a message of joy and hope and rejoicing, but a message of disturbance, troublesome, fearsome, loathsome. You can imagine Herod's face is not filled with joy. His steps are not light. He's not singing loudly. He is not excited for what's about to happen. He probably has a low countenance. Maybe his head is hanging low. His voice might get slower and deeper, and he might furrow his brow. Herod is not happy about Christmas. Now, you might know someone who is a little bit like that, who at some parts of Christmas is not very happy. You might even be that person sometimes. A tricky thing about feelings is that we can't control how we feel. We can't control how we feel, not directly, but we can control how we act. When the wise men see the star, they're not feeling joy out of some ignorance. They're feeling joy because they know what the star means. They are wise. They know the star means the birth of the Lord, the salvation for the human race, the coming true of all these prophecies. They feel joy out of knowledge because they know something. Herod also thinks he knows something. But Herod feels troubled because he is jealous and selfish. So you can think about your feelings. You can think about, are you feeling jealous and selfish? Are you feeling upset? Or are you filled with joy? And think about all the different things that you can be filled with joy about. Think about all the wondrous things about Christmas. All the wonderful things. All the miraculous things about Christmas. And ask yourself this. What should you rejoice over? There's a lot to be happy about. But what especially should we rejoice over? Amen.